The ego is cowardly. I love this quote from Ken Wapnick in A Course in Miracles workshop that he gave one time. He said, "The ego is nothing more than a belief, and it is a belief in the reality of separation. The ego is the false self that seemingly came into being when we separated ourselves from God. Therefore, as long as we believe that the separation is real, the ego is in business. Once we believe that there is no separation, then the ego is finished. And cowardliness is a characteristic of the ego because the ego will do everything in its power to keep you believing in your separation from everyone else." The ego operates on fear and cowardice. The ego is frightened to death of your coming to grips with your higher part of yourself. And it will do everything that it can to keep you from facing directly inward and knowing that higher power within you. It is afraid, afraid, afraid of you knowing this higher part of yourself, because that light, that celestial light that is within you, that inner knowing of bliss and peace, is the thing that will blind it and make it no longer necessary in your life.